lobbying, that requires organising, but actually that also can come in the form of fundraising every year. So at Sheffield, we get a fee waiver every year on a Palestinian student, right? And then we have to fundraise for accommodation and living. Although actually that's now, that would be emphasized to the university to pay for that as well, but originally we had to. But what that actually meant was that we could build up long relationships with academics who pay standing orders and other things. And you have to build up a network of individuals who are contributing towards your scholarship. The next is your boycott and your divestments. That requires drafting motions, that requires a freedom of information request, or help from your local student offices to find out